It was exciting. It was exciting, and I'll admit it was nerve-wracking. You know, anytime you go up against your former mentor, boss, he's like a father figure to me. I mean, obviously you want to do well because you want to beat him, but you also want to make him proud of you, and so it's twofold.
Has he offered any advice to you over the course of the season?
Yeah, keep coaching him, stay the course, keep coaching him, and that was, you know, short of giving me advice that's going to help me beat him. that's what he can do. Yeah, but he's awesome. He's one of the more important people in my life, really, honestly. And to me, he's the archetype when it comes to special teams coaches throughout the NFL. So proud.
Sorry.
No, you're good, Nikki. Go ahead.
Have you had a chance to kind of reflect on your first year here?
Yeah, honestly, Nikki, not yet, because we're focused on the Chiefs right now, but that's definitely something that obviously we'll do next week for sure, and there will be a lot to reflect on, no question. But right now, my guys are dialed in on playing Kansas City, so
trick plays on special teams on Sunday. Was that just coincidence that you had multiple, or are you trying to empty the playbook?
No, that was kind of coincidence. You game plan to what you see, and you try to exploit weaknesses, and that's what we did. It just happened that we were playing the Redskins at that time, and there were some things we thought we could take advantage of. That's a very well-coached team, and so none of the stuff we dialed up worked because Ben had them playing really hard and well, but yeah, that just kind of happens.
What do you think sometimes of McManus's punting abilities?
McManus, I was happy with that play. I mean, we pinned him down there in the 8 or 9 yard line, and so it worked. It was, you know, you're playing the field position game there in that situation, and I was proud of Brandon for doing that. It was a good job.
What should you do with McKenzie going forward as far as off season next year?
Yeah, Mike, that's, you know, he's a very talented young player, and he's got a bright future in this league, no question. That's something that you know, we'll address next week. But, you know, Vance has said it many, many times that the kid's got a really high ceiling, and he had his rookie. He took his lumps as a rookie this year, which is going to happen. Especially in that position, at the punt returner position, because it's a high pressure situation. So we're gonna address that next week, no question, on how to move forward.
Yeah. You have to draw a line between this guy makes rookie mistakes and he's a mistake prone player.
Yeah, I think that's something you do look at. There's no question. You have to look at each individual case, and you can't just chalk it up to, well, he was a rookie. You got to look at that and say, okay, how does the kid learn? Because everyone learns differently. How does he react to pressure and all that stuff? So, again, those are things that we'll sit down and with Vance and the personnel department and try to figure out how to best utilize everybody we have here, you know, and how to get the most out of them.
Is the approach to kickoff coverage different if Tyreek Hill's in there versus if someone else is in there and they sit him?
The approach to kickoff coverage?
Yeah,
definitely. I mean, you're – if Tyreek is back deep as the kickoff returner, you want to do everything in your power to keep it out of his hands, no question. I think any special teams coach in the league would tell you that. It's the same when he's the punt returner. I mean, and it's happened this year. Punters have done a really good job of keeping the ball out of his hands or hanging it up so he has to fair catch, force some fair catches on him. So he's a game changer, no question.
Okay, thanks, Coach.
Appreciate you guys.
Thank you.